Right now, however, I want to switch over to, we've been talking a lot about cars and especially electronic vehicles or electric vehicles and powering them. And that whole subject of getting power to electric vehicles has become a bigger and bigger subject all along. So I was watching some of the news coming out of the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and lo and behold, I saw something that absolutely caught my imagination. And it was about a company called Y-Tricity. And with us right now is David Schatz. He's the Vice President of Sales and Business Development for this company. And David, thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
It's my pleasure.
David, first of all, let's talk about what Y-Tricity is and how it delivers electricity to devices.
Certainly. So the name of the company, Y-Tricity, is a combination of two words, wireless electricity. And the idea is that we can move energy from point A to point B over distance in a way that's very efficient, that's perfectly safe for people, without a wire connecting the point A and point B. So in the case of an electric car, the example is that you would have a charging pad on the floor of your garage connected to, plugged into the wall. And on your vehicle, underneath the vehicle, would be a receiver pad that was built into the car by the car maker. And when you pull into your garage, you just park it, and lo and behold, energy moves directly from the power grid into your vehicle without you having to do anything, without having to plug the vehicle in.
No plugs involved in the thing. You would just simply pull it in, and it would charge. Do I understand that there's also, it's faster in terms of transmitting the electricity?
Well, we like to say it's every bit as fast as a wired charger. So the charging rate of these vehicles is usually measured, expressed in something called kilowatts. Mm-hmm. And these wireless chargers can charge up to 11 or even 25 kilowatt charge rate, which is just as fast as plugging it into a high-tech wired charger.
Okay. Now it sounds like, you must have been thinking of this, but where I think this really becomes interesting technology, not that it's not interesting right now, but really interesting technology, because I can get a really small battery to put in my car, and you could charge it if I'm going 70 miles an hour down the expressway. Is that possible? Or is that in the future?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have a vision of powered roadways. Mm-hmm. Where the roadway itself can deliver power to vehicles as you're moving or at stop signs.
Because now we can make
a lot of very interesting research going on around the world for that. That's a visionary way of using the technology. Within the next really 2 or 3 years, we're going to start to see it delivered in the first form, and that is together with either plug-in hybrid or battery electric vehicle with a charging pad that you can have on the floor of your garage. So, again, no muss, no fuss, no plugs.
Our tinkerer here, Ed Riddell, wants to ask some questions.
Well, I watched your TEDx video, and I found it fascinating. And by the way,
we linked to that on our homepage, internetadvisor.net. If you go to the show, you'll find the link to that.
Right, and in the video, you were talking about the home electronics and how so many devices could be instantly cordless. You have lights and televisions, and it's just a fascinating video and discussion. But my main question is this actually using, collapsing magnetic fields, or is this using radio frequency? Because I know with radio frequency, you have to get FCC licensing and stuff like that. So how is this actually working?
Okay, well, it's a very good question. And stop me if I go into too much technical detail, but the technology uses magnetic fields to transfer energy from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. But it uses what we call an oscillating magnetic field. So it's not as if you just have a permanent magnet that you could, that has an attractive force that you could, if you put a piece of metal next to it, it attracts it. Mm-hmm. These are electromagnets, and they use alternating current to drive them, and they create a magnetic field that oscillates in time, and it does so at a pretty high frequency, similar to low-frequency radios. And by this virtue of this oscillating magnetic field that is very safe for people and that can go over distance through many, many kinds of materials, this field can then move energy from the ground to the vehicle in a way that's perfectly safe. It does come under the purview of the FCC, because you have to make sure that these systems won't interfere with other kinds of radio frequency devices that people use.
So, by the way, this has been FCC approved, am I right? At least one point in that video was showing that they had the FCC license.
There are many products. Many of the products for consumer electronics space have already received FCC approval.
Excellent.
That's right.
One of the things I wanted to ask, hang on a second, David. David Schatz is our guest here. He's the Vice President of Sales and Business Development for Y-Tricity. By the way, on our website, you'll see that video there, and you can watch it because it's fascinating. Ed, you had a question.
And that's what I was going to recommend. Please watch the video if you have any curiosity in this. And, you know, I just love scrolling through TEDx videos one at a time. Yeah. I used to pick and choose TED videos. You don't have to. Every one of them is interesting.
I know, they're all.
So, but you know, what makes this product so revolutionary is usually wireless charging has been related to centimeters, and what we're talking about is feet.
Okay, now, David, explain along those lines, Ed, what's the difference between the charging pads that are out there now and what you're doing with Y-Tricity?
Sure. The charging pads that you can get, like for a Samsung phone and a few other phones, those use something that's called magnetic induction. Magnetic induction was invented in 1831, and it hasn't changed very much since then. And magnetic induction is a way of having two coils of wire very close together, not touching, so that they have electrical contact. In fact, there could be like plastic or something in between them, but maybe only a few millimeters of material in between them. They have to be perfectly lined up. They have to be the exact same size. And if you move them with respect to each other, or if you put some distance, the efficiency drops off in a terrible way, and it's useless. It's the same technology that's used in an electric toothbrush. So if you can drop your toothbrush into a little cradle, it works great. The technology of Y-Tricity is based on something called magnetic resonance, and that allows you to take the phone and move it quite a distance away from the source. And still have high efficiency energy transfer. We were showing laptop computers that were charging with 30 watts using this technology, and those are going to be introduced into the market later this year.
So this is becoming a reality now, folks, and that's what I wanted to kind of get to in the end here, David. This may have begun back in 2012. Now it has ripened, if you will, so we are really seeing some practical explanations of this, examples of it. David Schatz, thanks so much for being with us. We've run out of time. Folks, if you have got more curiosity about this, go to internetadvisor.net, and then under David's heading there, you'll see a link to a YouTube video that will show so much more. David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.